the Friday afternoon edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Every week at this time, we play the Harris Challenge. If you have not been on in the last several weeks, you can call us right now, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. Dan, I actually was going to hold off on mentioning those tickets until we had people win or lose, but I think we should just, I think we should just give them to everybody.
Yeah, okay.
We have some tickets to a movie that is going to be premiering in St. Louis next Thursday night. It's called The Angels Share, and it's about some guys in Scotland who get involved in some adventures that involve a whiskey distillery.
Ooh.
And the reason I'm mentioning it now is because esteemed KTRS newsman Colin Jeffrey is sitting right here, and when he heard the name of the show, the movie, he knew what The Angels Share meant. So, explain to the audience, Colin.
Well, when they age scotch or whiskey or anything, a certain amount of the whiskey evaporates in the cask that they age it in, the barrel,
mm-hmm.
and it gets absorbed into the wood,
mm-hmm.
and they call that the angel share.
There you go.
You can never get it back.
There you go. So those of you heading to a trivia contest tonight, if that comes up, you owe Colin $100.
I'll take it. It's like a week's pay.
And that's the kind of guy he is. He will take the $100. Some guys, some news people would come in and go, no, no, no. Paul, I do this job to serve the greater good. Not Colin Jeffrey, ladies and gentlemen. He will take your $100 cash, check, but no stamps.
Exactly.
So everybody who plays today is going to get a six-pack of tickets. Not just a four-pack or a five-pack, but a six-pack of tickets. Because as you know, the best whiskey comes in six-packs. No, that's not true at all.
That's right. I love six-packs.
All right.
I love Handy 48-packs. I like any kind of pack.
Mike Shannon, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to have you stop by before the ball game tonight.
Thanks so much, Paul. It's a pleasure to be.
Mike, did you know that the Angels share was the stuff that evaporates?
Hell yeah, I knew that. That's my share, too. Angels and Mike's. I don't share with angels. I don't share with the Angels. Albert Pujols is an angel. I don't share with him.
No, absolutely not.
I don't share with the Mets or anybody. Those other teams suck.
All right, Mike, we have to play the Harris Challenge now.
Okay, I got to go to the game.
All right, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate that.
Stop by for a six-pack.
Let's meet the first contestant for the Harris Challenge today, and that's you, Tony. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Oh, I just want to say it's the opening weekend for track and for my son's baseball team, so hoping both those events go well.
For track? Oh, you mean track and field?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Good luck to your son's baseball team.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, the nicer mic to hang around to do that for you, Tony.
Is that whiskey?
Let me turn on this. Yeah. The angel's hair has no chance to evaporate around Mike. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see which categories come up here. We'll get three categories spilling out of the computer to start us with. One of them will, of course, be our topical category each week called Have You Been Paying Attention? Category number two is Harrison Ford movies that don't include the number 42. Because he's in this new Jackie Robinson movie that's opening up today. So this is about other Harrison Ford movies. Or we have a category about the late, great Jonathan Winters, the comedy legend who died yesterday after a career spanning more than five decades at the age of 87. This is the guy who inspired people like Robin Williams and Jim Carrey and was working on stuff as recently as just a couple of months ago. He was doing some voice work for the Smurfs movie. I think it's the Smurfs 2 because he did work for both of them. More than five, maybe even six decades in show business, the late, great Jonathan Winters. So that's one of our categories, and you can choose the one you want, Tony. What'll it be?
Let me go with have you been paying attention?
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We start with 60 seconds on the clock. We go through five questions. They get more difficult as they increase in value from 1 point to 5 points. At the end of the minute, the buzzer will sound and will tally up your points. And if you get 8 points or more, in addition to the movie tickets you've already earned simply by getting onto the Harris Challenge, you'll win other fabulous prize packages chosen especially for you. And here to tell you about it is, well, it's not Mike Shannon. It's another gentleman we know, the prize man.
Where's my music?
In the old days, he had music.
There it is. All right. Hey, there we go. Right, Paul. We have
We're going to edit that out. Nobody will ever hear that mistake, John. Don't worry about it.
Your choice. A dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant.
Donuts.
Or Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We have some Warenberg movie passes. Are you going to say,
Warenberg? No, I'm sorry. Do it again. Do it again. Okay.
We have some Warenberg movie passes.
Warenberg.
And we have tickets to Alarm Will Sound. And Alarm Will Sound is closing out their St. Louis season at the Two Hill.
Yeah.
And it's April 26th at 8 p.m.
It's kind of a contemporary classical group.
Yes.
It's not like going to see the symphony or anything.
Right, Paul. And that's a prize package of well over
$1 million.
Particularly when you add in the movie tickets that we've already added in there. So that's what you're playing for here, Tony. And you've chosen our topical category. Have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which school won the NCAA Women's National Basketball Championship this week?
Connecticut.
Correct. This week, a 14-year-old golfer became the youngest participant in the Masters tournament. What country is he from?
China.
Correct. Which celebrity couple created a ruckus by spending their fifth wedding anniversary in Cuba?
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Correct. Which former congressman, known for tweeting pictures of his junk, announced this week he's running for mayor of New York City?
It's delightful to have an Anthony Weiner question.
That's correct. And finally, which European nation's parliament legalized gay marriage this week? Was it France, Luxembourg, or Sweden?
I'm going to take a guess and say Luxembourg.
Ooh, if only you'd said France.
Oh.
But without that, you got the 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's 10 points, which by my math is more than 8. And so you're a winner, Tony. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your fabulous prize package chosen especially for you while we bring in our next contestant. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, not much to tell as far as work goes. I'd just like to say thank you to Jonathan Winters for all the decades of entertainment he gave us.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We have the Jonathan Winters category if you'd like it, or we have Harrison Ford movies that don't include the number 42, or our third category is now songs with baby in the title. And the reason we have that in here is because Robert Edwards died this week. He's a Nobel Prize winner who invented in vitro fertilization. His technique resulted in 5 million babies, which is almost as much as the NBA. So you can have that category or Jonathan Winters or Harrison Ford. What'll it be, Paul?
I'll go with the Harrison Ford movie.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie does his character have to jump off an overturned bus as a freight train approaches?
The Fugitive.
Correct. What is Indiana Jones' real first name? You can pass if you want.
Pass.
In what movie does Harrison Ford co-star with Melanie Griffith?
Working Girl.
Correct. Who played the woman he was stranded on a desert island with in 6 Days, 7 Nights?
Anne Hesh.
Correct. In what movie does he play a Philadelphia cop who has to hide out from corrupt colleagues?
Witness.
That's correct. Back to the two-pointer. What is Indiana Jones' real first name?
Oh, gosh.
He said Mine went Jones blank. And Gosh Jones.
Can't think of it. Nope. All I think of is Junior. I can't think of it.
Yeah, that's what he was called by Sean Connery. Maybe I should have given you this clue. He has a mind for business and a bod for... I'm sorry. That's Working Girl. Sorry.
Oh, man.
No, the answer is Henry.
Henry Jones, okay.
Jr. And let's see how you did there. You got everything but the two-pointer. So 13 points, Paul. You're a winner as well.
All right.
Congratulations. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your fabulous prizes. And we will meet our next contestant now. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to take this time to say hi to my husband, Larry, and my niece, Morgan. I hope she's listening.
I hope so, too. Which one would you like? We have Jonathan Winters, songs with baby in the title, or, well, it must have been a very heavy topical week, because the third category is No Really, Have You Been Paying Attention?
No Really, Have You Been Paying Attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Mary. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did the U.S. Navy announce this week it can now use to shoot down enemy drones?
Pass.
Which cabinet what cabinet position was Sally Jewell, the former CEO of REI, confirmed for by the Senate this week?
Pass.
Which fast food chain says its new focus on boneless chicken will be its biggest product introduction in modern times?
AFC.
Correct. Which country will celebrate a national holiday on Monday as the birth of Kim Il-sung?
North Korea.
Correct. What kind of animal attacked and killed a man who was trying to take its picture this week in Belarus? Was it a grizzly bear, a mountain lion, or a beaver?
It was a beaver.
It was. What did the U.S. Navy announce this week that it can now use to shoot down enemy drones?
Missiles.
Lasers. And Sally Jewell was confirmed as the new Secretary of the Interior. By the way, that guy was not killed by our friend here, John Beaver. It was a distant cousin?
No.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not where he was bit.
You got the five, the four, and the three. That's 12 points. Mary, you're a winner.
Yay.
Wow, we're knocking out the prizes this week. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we will move over to our next contestant, and that's you, Mary Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, if anyone needs new doors in their house, check out Wind Door on Manchester.
See, here's what I love about this. I've been doing the challenge so long that we already have developed a core of people who know, hey, I can get on there and do a free commercial.
Right, exactly.
That's exactly what the cheap plug opportunity is all about, Mary Ann.
Okay.
All right, before we get to your choice of categories, I just want to say I'm rooting for you. I want you to know that. I'm always rooting for you.
Oh, good.
But we have some great punishment music in the hopper today. And I hope I get to use it. If not on you, perhaps on the next sucker. I mean, contestant.
Yeah, hopefully on the next one.
All right. Would you like Jonathan Winters or Songs with Baby in the title?
Songs with Baby.
60 seconds on the clock, Marianne. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
Who was responsible for the song Ice, Ice, Baby?
Ice Cube.
Vanilla Ice.
Oh.
Here's your two-pointer. Complete the title of this 1977 Chicago hit. Baby, what a big...
No idea.
We'll go to the three-pointer. Who hit it big with a live version of Baby, I Love Your Way in 1976?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Go to the four-pointer, then. Which Motown group had a hit called Baby, I Need Your Loving?
Temptation.
Four Tops.
Oh.
Which rocker had a hit in 1978 with Baby Hold On?
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to be punished.
This is where I remind you, you chose the category of your own free will. Take a guess at the Chicago hit. Baby, what a big...
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. I don't know.
It's Baby, What a Big Ass You Have.
No, it's not. Hey, hey.
Oh.
It's a family show we're doing here.
I'm sorry. Baby, What a Big Butt You Have.
No.
Okay.
Baby, with you're thinking of Chicago's remix of Sir Mix-a-Lot's song.
Oh, that one.
No,
okay.
It was Baby, What a Big Surprise.
Oh, God, yeah.
And
okay.
Peter Frampton did Baby, I Love Your Way, and Eddie Money did Baby, Hold On. Marianne, maybe I jinxed you. I don't know.
I don't know.
But you ended up with 0 points, and that means you have to be punished. Now,
okay.
Here's the story behind today's punishment music. You know, Margaret Thatcher died earlier this week in England. For some reason, somebody started a Facebook campaign in England to have this song get played on the BBC.
The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Okay, now we all know that song from The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
Now, I'm not kidding you when I tell you that was so popular that this Sunday, when the BBC channel Radio 1 does their countdown of the biggest songs of the week, that song's going to be in, like, the top five.
Well, that's pretty mean.
Now, when I heard that, I said I must have that alternate version in my archives at home. Because as I've told you many times on this show, I never throw anything away. I'm an audio hoarder, if you will, which is why I have all this stuff for punishment music. So I found it. And I'm not making this up. This is actually from a production session of the movie The Wizard of Oz. This is completely serious here. But they hired a choir, not the actual Munchkins, but a choir to sing a cappella. And here's what it sounded like.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Rich, oh rich, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. He's gone where the goblins go. Below, 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 yo-ho. Let's open up and sing. And ring the bells out, ding dong, the merry-o. Sing it high, sing it low. Let them know the wicked witch is dead.
Beautiful.
Well, yeah. Thanks for the try anyway.
All right, Marianne. Have a great weekend.
You too, bye.
And good luck getting that out of your head. I told you, I do not throw things away. But I will tell you that if we have to punish the next contestant, I have a different version of that song that we will get to. And let's see whether that's going to happen to you, Jim. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hey, guys.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, Jim.
I don't really have a plug, but I'm going to say hi to my friend Steve Worth, who listens to you guys every day on the way home, but he's too chicken to call in.
All right. Well, you're going to show him today.
That's right.
All right, Jim. We have one.
I know nothing about.
Well, we have one category left. It's about the comedy legend Jonathan Winters, who sadly died last night at the age of 87 years old. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, see how you do. Eight or better to win, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what ABC sitcom did Jonathan Winters play Robin Williams and Pam Dauber's son, Mirth?
Mork and Mindy.
Correct. When Winters appeared in the 1994 live-action movie of the Flintstones, who played Fred Flintstone?
John Goodman.
Correct. In what 1963 movie did Winters co-star with Sid Caesar, Milton Berle, Buddy Hackett, Mickey Rooney, and Phil Silvers, who were all looking for the big W?
One of my favorites.
I keep thinking Mad World.
That's correct. Stop thinking. In what 1966 movie did Winters co-star with Carl Reiner, Eva Marie Saint, and Alan Arkin with an accent?
No clue.
In what 1988 movie starring Richard Dreyfuss as an actor who pretends to be a South American dictator did Winters play a CIA agent?
No clue.
All right, that one is Moon Over Parador, and the 1966 movie he did with all those other people was called The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming. Pretty funny movie.
Yes.
So, let's see. You got the one, the two, the three. Oh, Jim, that's only 6 points.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So, here now we do get... This is great for me. I don't know. It's terrible for you, but I'm enthusiastic about this. That's right. Here is the other version of this song, not from the original Wizard of Oz movie. For some reason, in 1967, a pop group called The Fifth Estate decided they would take Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead... and try to turn it into a hit. And here's what it sounded like.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch on witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
Lovely.
Bring it down and leave it in the background there. Jim, I'm sorry you didn't win, but you do get the movie tickets, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. That was a lovely song.
Thank you.
Sounds like the Royal Guardsmen.
It does. The guys who did
The Red Baron?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sounds like the same sort of thing. Here's the funny thing about it. They had to put this instrumental interlude in the middle because that's all the lyrics that there are in the song.
Yeah.
So they do this little instrumental interlude, and then they come back and they sing the exact same verses again. And by the way, not a big hit in 1967.
They threw them over there. Then they took my legs and threw them over there. We've got to find Dorothy.
You know what came right after Ding Dong the Witch is Dead was
as mayor of the Munchkin City.
Oh, that's right.
In the county in the land of Oz.
Oh, that was good.
Why'd you have to hit me so hard? I wasn't going to hurt him.
Wow, a special guest appears today by Bert Lahr, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you. And the trees. Hey, give me back those apples. What do you mean those apples don't taste good? Those are my apples.
So I love the fact that this is a hit again. Not this version, but the original song from the movie became a hit again, and the BBC has to play it. The good news for the BBC is that the movie version is only 41 seconds. This version was 2 minutes long.
When was this one made?
1967.
The one right here?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know I've heard that before, that version. Yeah.
Have you been raiding my private collection?
No.
No.
They played it.
Hey,
on
I'm
Casey.
In radio too. I got a way to find out stuff.
Really? That was a Casey classic?
Oh, it was.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad they enjoyed that. I'm Radio Rich. We'll take
Once upon a time, there's
now,
a wizard.
Chapter 6 of Catcher in the Rye. That was just for Dan.
No, it was the Hobbit.
It was
the
just
Hobbit.
For Dan.
I enjoyed that.
All right. Now, that's it for the Harris Challenge today. We do it every Friday at about 5:15. As you can tell, it's the most fun you can have with your radio on. Exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.